Hour. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low near 67. For Tuesday, cloudy skies, chance of storms, we'll see temperatures at 84. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 67.
Buy four, get $50. Now through September 13th at Mike's OK Tire, get a $50 reward card after submission with purchase of four new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. Mike's OK Tire has the full selection of BF Goodrich tires. BF Goodrich tires, are you driver enough? Mike's OK Tire offers tires, service, front end alignments, and more. See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for details. Offer expires 9/13/2016. Void where prohibited.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. 2 months after a 57-year-old Central Kansas woman was killed in her home, family members have turned to bake sales and raffles to boost the reward fund for information leading to the killers. A family member found Lori Heimer's body on June 25th in her home southeast of Osaria, where she had a dog breeding business. A reward fund of more than $50,000 is available for information leading to the arrest and conviction of whomever is responsible for her death. The state is implementing a system that will make it easier to track the location or release of inmates in county jails. The Kansas Attorney General's office says the system is called Victim Information and Notification Every Day, or VINE. It's already operating in 19 counties and is expected to be in use in the other 86 counties in the next 2 years. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Treat those cattle like our lives depended on it, because they do. We know what to give them so that they can produce to the best of their ability and be as comfortable as possible while doing it. Beyond financial, beyond profit, if we're treating these cattle well, they work better for us. And it requires a lot of patience, but it's very rewarding too.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
CropQuest is the leader in keeping you as efficient and effective as possible on your farm, while helping you increase yields and be more profitable. Consulting packages are customized to your individual needs. While we are advanced in the latest technology, nothing can beat the agronomic knowledge and boots on the ground for over 20 years of experience in the field. Call us today at 620-225-2233 to find a CropQuest consultant near you. That's 620-225-2233, or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Liberal police have one suspect in custody after a shooting that left one person dead and another injured. It happened around 11:15 Saturday morning. Emergency responders found a 24-year-old male and a 20-year-old male who had been shot. The 24-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene. The 20-year-old was treated and released from a local hospital. Officers located the 23-year-old male suspect around 5:20 at a rural residence in Seward County. He was taken into custody without incident, and the names of the victims and the suspects have not yet been released. A Lawrence man shot by police was sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison for aiming a loaded shotgun at a police officer. Zachary James Oritz was sentenced on Friday for one felony count of aggravated assault of a law enforcement officer. He was arrested in June 2014 after he aimed the shotgun at Skylar Richardson. Oritz was shot and injured by police during the incident. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska lawmakers are once again looking for ways to ensure residents have easy access to healthy food, even though previous efforts to address the problem have failed. The newest ideas are including grant programs and incentives to promote farmers markets, but Senator Matt Hansen of Lincoln, who is leading the effort, says he doesn't see any easy fixes to eliminate the food deserts in urban and rural areas. A games clinic teaching gun ownership and safety practices is set for next month at Lincoln Games and Parks Outdoor Education Center in Lincoln. The NRA Women on Target Instructional Shooting Clinic is scheduled for September 10th. Participants can choose 9 workshops to join throughout the day, covering topics like handguns, shotguns, and ammunition. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday. Curtis Hawkinson with Community Memorial Healthcare and several board members met to discuss a presentation with a 1% sales tax proposed for the hospital. There was much discussion on the issue. The board decided to wait to make a decision on whether to put the question on the November ballot until the Monday, August 29 meeting in order to get feedback from the public. The board again discussed plans for the Frankfort Nutrition site. The project will be broken into two phases, with the first completed in 2016 and the second phase in 2017. The board and the county clerk conducted a budget workshop for the upcoming Marshall County budget. Agency on Aging Director and the Public Works Administrator were present at the board's request. During the workshop, the board discussed the funding level of all budget requests and will finalize the budget during their next meeting, Monday, August 29th. Washington County Commissioners met Monday. The county attorney discussed the upcoming sale of county property, including the old county health department at 115 West 3rd Street and various items of surplus personal property as identified by county department heads. The public auction is planned September 15th. Washington County Commissioners opened sealed bids for hail damage to county buildings and accepted a low bid from Lovett Roofing Company. The deputy county clerk and deputy county appraiser requested clarification on the neighborhood revitalization plan slated to begin January 1st, 2017. County commissioners stated they would visit with the county attorney later in the session. Emergency Management Coordinator Randy Hubbard stated there will be an active shooter class offered to the public Thursday, October 13th in the basement at First National Bank. More information will be available at a later date. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday and approved the 2017 budget for publication with a total mill levy of 48.669 mills. Board will consider adoption of the budget following a public hearing scheduled 10 a.m. Tuesday, September 6th in the Nemahal County Courthouse. The board received sealed bids for additional parking they would like to create on the west side of the courthouse. Low bid from AHRS Construction was for $119,500 for 4 sections of parking improvements. Gage County Planning and Zoning Commission last week approved a resubmission for a 6-barn poultry operation proposed 2 miles east of Cortland. Planning and Zoning had previously approved and forwarded for consideration to the county supervisors who denied the application on a 5-2 vote with concerns of lacking a specific manure storage plan and means of disposing of dead chickens. Those have been addressed according to the applicant, and the Board of Supervisors are slated to take up the recommendation at the September 14 meeting. Complete County Commissioner's minutes are posted on our website at kndyradio.com. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken Malibu, potato wedges, coleslaw, and apricots. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potato, wheat bread, green beans, and berry bliss. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Burgers are just a buck on Mondays at the Wagon Wheel. Burgers are just a buck with the purchase of any drink on Mondays in August at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. Still featuring dinner for two. Share an appetizer. Each choose an entree and share a dessert, all for $30. Dinner for two at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we're going to see a chance of showers and thunderstorms pretty much off and on as we head throughout the rest of this work week, thanks to a slow-moving cold front that will be making its way across the central parts of the Midwest. Temperature-wise, we'll see temperatures remain right around the mid to upper 80s with cooler temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, we cannot rule out some showers and thunderstorms, otherwise cloudy, temperatures at 86. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms possible, mostly cloudy with a low near 67. Looks like for Tuesday, cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, temperatures at 84. Tuesday night, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 66. And Wednesday, once again, cloudy skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms, cooler at 81. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late August, 87, record high on this date, 107 in 2000. The average low, 64, the record low, 43 in 1891. We recorded just a trace amount of precipitation overnight. Northern Washington County had as much as 3 and 4 inches in a couple of hours' time, prompting flash flood advisories. Sunset this evening at 7:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:50.
Colin Kaepernick says he'll continue to sit during the national anthem. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer, reporting on sports. Quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, Colin Kaepernick, has sat during the national anthem in each of the team's 3 preseason games. Kaepernick said the racial oppression going on in the country needs to stop.
It wasn't something that I really planned as far as it blowing up. It was something that I personally decided I just can't stand for what this represents right now. It's not right.
Kaepernick plans to sit until he sees real change in the U.S. Switching over to baseball in Boston.
Swing and a ball well struck. That's deep right center field. That's way back there, and that ball is going to be off the wall. Rattle around at the 420 sign. One run is in. Two runs are in. Three runs are in. It's a three-run triple for Raul Mondesi. And the Royals take a 6-4 lead.
On KCSP, the Royals score 8 runs in the 6th inning and beat the Red Sox 10-3. Staying on the diamond, Josh Donaldson had quite a day to remember in Toronto.
Fly ball deep center field. Has he done it again? Yes, sir. Career high third home run. Cats flying all over the Rogers Center down the left field line, now the right field line.
On Sportsnet 590, the reigning AL MVP hits his first 3-home-run game of his career as the Blue Jays beat the Twins 9-6. In San Francisco, the Giants squared off against the Atlanta Braves. Madison Bumgarner pitched well for the Giants and got plenty of run support due to the bat of Joe Panic.
A high drive to right. Marte is back. It is out of here. He's done it again. and the Giants now lead 4-1.
On KNBR, Panic hits two home runs on the day as the Giants defeat the Braves 13-4. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Marshall County Partnership for Growth wants to be sure we hire here first. We've developed a great job site covering education, ag, retail, manufacturing, construction, the medical profession, managerial, and professional jobs. Let's get the news out that Marshall County is hiring. See for yourself at choosemarshallcountyks.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky has appeared to shut the door in the Senate taking up the Trans-Pacific Partnership bill this year. He said the current agreement has some serious flaws and will not be acted upon this year. He did say while the agreement won't pass in its current form, it could pass as early as next year with some changes when a new administration takes over. However, Republican candidate Donald Trump and Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton both have come out against the deal. President Obama has pledged to push for a trade deal during the remaining time in office. He even went so far as to send a draft agreement to Congress, but it seems to have lost momentum on Capitol Hill. McConnell had already said the agreement would not get a vote, and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said the bill does not have enough votes to pass in his chamber. Farm Supply Co-ops and other ag retailers saying their account receivable balance is on the rise and facing the challenges as a result. A new report from CoBank says retailers are having to adjust to tougher financial conditions because of the current ag economy. This is a direct result of low commodity prices that have knocked down farm incomes and tightened up farm cash flows. The industry has seen a downturn in fertilizer prices as well as mergers in the seed and fertilizer industry. USDA released a revised export forecast for the remainder of 2016 as well as a forecast for 2017. Now, both reports show U.S. ag exports have begun to rally and should be able to keep up with the record-setting pace that first began in 2009. Total exports for the fiscal year 2017 projected $133 billion, $6 billion higher than the previous forecast. It will be the sixth highest total on record. Ag trade surplus projected to rise to $19.5 billion. That's 40% higher than 2016. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, the general U.S. agriculture trade scenario looks a little better, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's chief economist. Rob Johansson says the recent export forecast from USDA shows an increase in exports next year. USDA released the fiscal year 2017 forecast and a revised forecast for fiscal year 2016 last week. Both forecasts indicate U.S. agricultural exports have begun to rally and will continue the record-setting pace that began in 2009, according to the USDA. The revised 2016 forecast is now $127 billion. That's $12.7 billion less than 2015, but a rebound of $2.5 million from the May forecast. For 2017, Johansson says the rebound will continue and trade growth will increase, which is only up 1% this year.
Pretty slow growth in trade here in 2017. So the U.S. is going to pick up a good share.
Johansson says that volumes of exports are increasing.
Increase in fiscal 2016 and fiscal 2017 wheat volumes. We see rice volumes going up again. We see corn volumes going up, expecting 55 million metric tons of corn to be sold next year relative to about 50 this year and relative to about 47 million metric tons in 2015.
Johansson says the increase in exports is led by soy-based products.
We are seeing a bump in oilseed exports this year, higher by about $2.2 billion. And then again, next year we're expecting to see that rise again to another $2.7 billion. So a lot of soybean product going out the door.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
If your man cave has four tires and a steering wheel, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you turn your radio down so you can hear your engine hum, then CarQuest is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest carries BWD engine parts. BWD, making parts that meet or exceed original equipment parts for over 90 years. CarQuest is serious auto parts. Visit CarQuest.com.
Roger Bartell with R. Bartell Trucking of Cambridge, Kansas, prefers to make the 90-mile drive to MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge.
Wouldn't go any place else. I've got my choice.
So MJ's is pretty good about working with you, Roger?
You know, if I call and need to get in, and they'll usually get me right in and get right on whatever it is, get it fixed.
Roger, how'd you hear about MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge?
A friend of mine referred me to him here several years ago, and I've been coming ever since.
MJ's Truck Repair, exit 46 off I-135 in Moundridge, Kansas.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. The Farm Progress Show begins tomorrow and runs through Thursday in Boone, Iowa. A preview after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
The eyes of agriculture are focused this week on Boone, Iowa, where the Farm Progress Show is running over a three-day stretch. Don Torti is vice president of Penton Agriculture, the sponsor of the show, and he's been to a few of these.
Well, this will be number 21 on staff, and then, of course, several before that. I still remember as a small child, the first one in Grand Junction, Iowa, just kind of sticks out as a memory in my mind.
And some of those memories are tainted a bit, because before there became permanent sites at Boone and also Decatur, the weather didn't always cooperate, and there were some years with a lot of mud.
People are going to love coming to Boone. You know, you have great roads getting in. You have the permanent parking lot, the parking lots that have been a parking lot for several years. And inside, you have permanent restrooms and many, many amenities you did not have when you went into a cornfield.
We're talking about this as if the permanent sites have not been in effect for very long, but yeah, time flies, doesn't it? You have had permanent sites now for over a decade, right?
Yeah, we have. And you're right. It does seem, sometimes it feels like it's just new, but, you know, the key is to continue to make them as good as they can be. But I'll tell you what, when you go to a show that's not on a permanent site, it makes you appreciate what we have all the more.
Another change the Don Torti of Penton Agriculture has seen over the years is a shift in the discussions at the Farm Progress Show, now heavily dominated by tech.
That's exactly right. I mean, when I think of Farm Progress Show today, I think of technology. And that can be in steel. It can be steel technology. But oftentimes, it's technology in the cab. It's technology in the seed. It's technology in crop protection. You know, it's that drone. It's a data product. There are so many technological advances today, and the Farm Progress Show is where many are unveiled, and certainly, you know, not only unveiled, but, you know, you can see all kinds of things coming, you know, not only what's here today, but what might be coming.
The ag economy certainly is not as robust as it was a few years back. Will that impact attendance?
It doesn't. A couple things that are happening right now. The commodity markets may not be as robust, but certainly the crops look fantastic. But just as importantly, regardless of commodity prices, this is where you can go. Maybe, maybe not, you're going to buy a new combine, but maybe more important in a time of down commodity prices than it is when things are terrific. So, no, fortunately, it really does not affected, and things seem to be shaping up for a terrific crowd.
Don Torti of Penton Ag talking about the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. Back after this.
If you're like most farmers, you start thinking about next year's herbicide program right now. And the first step to a clean start next spring is applying Authority MTZ-DF herbicide this fall. Nothing burns down tough winter annuals, including common chickweed, henbit, and mare's tail, like a tank mix containing Authority MTZ-DF herbicide. But it doesn't quit there. Authority MTZ-DF herbicide also helps prevent next season's summer annuals from germinating, including glyphosate and ALS-resistant broadleaf weeds like pigweed, water hemp, and kochia. Here's FMC Regional Marketing Manager Matt Thompson.
A lot of times people will say, we put that product out in the fall, it's not going to be there anymore in the spring. As long as that soil subtemperature is below 50 degrees, Authority MTZ will still be there to catch those weeds before they come up.
So burn down winter annuals and get a head start on your summer annuals. Talk to your FMC Star retailer about Authority MTZ-DF herbicide or visit fmcauthority.com. Always read and follow label directions. Authority is not registered for sale or use in California.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 69 degrees, highs in the middle 80s on tap. Can't rule out a hit or miss shower today. Overnight, we had just a trace amount of precipitation. Northern Washington County had a thunderstorm that wouldn't budge. 3 to 4 inches of rain prompted flash flood advisories parts of northern Washington, northeast Republic County last night. No sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They'll be off next Monday for Labor Day as well, and then back on their every Monday sale for the fall schedule beginning Monday, September 12. Early consignments always online at Beatrice77.net. Again, no sale this week or next. Their next scheduled sale is Monday, September 12.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. Raul Mondesi hit a bases-loaded triple, and Eric Hosmer added a two-run single during an eighth-run, sixth inning, lifting the surging Kansas City Royals to a 10-4 victory over the Boston Red Sox last night. Salvador Perez hit his third solo homer in two games for Kansas City, which took two of the three at Fenway Park, and got its 17th win in 21 games. David Orritz hit his 534th career homer, a solo shot for the Red Sox, tying Jimmy Fox for 18th in the career list. Boston has lost 4 out of 5. The Royals face New York tonight. In Chiefs news, Alex Smith was sharp in leading 3 scoring drives in the first half, and the Kansas City Chiefs got a 23-7 preseason victory over the Chicago Bears on Saturday. Smith completed 20 of 30 passes for 181 yards before Nick Foles came into the start in the third quarter. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes,